It's incredible. I've wanted to see NASCAR attempt something like this for a very long time. And to see them do it in such a big way, right? In Chicago, July 4th weekend, there's just so many parts of this that seem so big and such a huge step forward for the sport.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line a guy on the racing side with the number 48 Big Machine Racing Chevrolet Camaro, the Xfinity Series, and part of that great NBC NASCAR team. And as racing is taking over this town and for what we now call the summer of racing, it's great to have the one and only Parker Kligerman on with us. Parker, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's cool. I can't wait to see us racing around the streets of Chicago pretty soon.
Well, yeah, but before that, you know, I think a lot of fans are used to, you know, on weekends off and stuff, they'll see drivers on boats, right? Jumping off of boats, fishing off of boats, enjoying a beer off of whatever it is, right? Is this sort of part of that, or what's going on with Sail GP?
It is my only weekend off of the year, and somehow I ended up here on probably the fastest sailboats in the world, Sail GP, which is pretty cool. I've seen sort of the evolution of this just from afar, and to see how fast these things are and the teamwork that they have on board these boats is so cool. And it reminds me a lot of obviously what we do in racing. You know, we're always innovating, trying to push the boundaries of speed, and that's what they do. And so I'm excited to try it out. And I think, you know, it's really cool to see them racing here, us racing here, sort of, you know, being in the Chicago area with so much racing around it.
Yeah, it's the Rolex United States Sail Grand Prix, so you've got a little bit of a extra provenance on there. And so this is one of the things, the questions that we get from fans, and you'll be in on all of that, not only as a driver, obviously, but the NBC team, is how do people watch it? How do people enjoy it? You don't, there may be some stands. I know the Air and Water Show, they have people sort of float by, but these guys are going fast. How does it work?
Well, I'm finding out with you. So how's that? How about that? I know I get to go on the boat and experience it firsthand, which they do send you a nice intro video that makes it very clear that they are going quite fast and, yeah, and it is slightly dangerous at times. So I'm excited for that. But yeah, I think, you know, in terms of watching from far, they have watched it on TV, which is cool. They have great coverage, obviously, and they sort of overhead on the boat and onboard like we have. I think it's very similar to covering a, you know, a NASCAR race, right? That you have ways of being on the vehicles and then ways of shooting the vehicles from afar and up above.
It's going to be interesting to see it. And maybe you'll get some kind of unique insight and things that you can bring to that pit reporting side for NBC, for Chicago. So this is part of it, too. You get to have sort of that weekend off boat experience, even though here you are doing this. But you're also going to get a little bit of recon. We've talked to some drivers over time that have gotten to go around the track a little bit. And, of course, the NBC folks have been there as well, kind of checking out how they're going to show it. Do you see that as a driver? Are you picking up anything that you'll be able to use in the race and, of course, on the broadcast?
Well, you know, we will, because actually I'll be here next Sunday as well, looking at the track and doing some things at NBC. So it's interesting when you have something like this that's new for us, we're all trying to find information, right? And that might be surface information, especially for an event like this that's on streets, you know, that we don't have a ton of info around, you know, what that surface is exactly like and how it will react to our cars and rubber and that sort of thing. That sort of correlates with our simulation that we do. So we're doing these simulations, but a lot of it is educated guessing, right? So you would be surprised how much information we can glean from just being able to see the surfaces, sort of see the flow of the track, the streets and roads that it's on up close, because it gives us a ton of info as to what we think, you know, how well our simulation is reacting and how well, you know, we sort of guessed, and, you know, gives us maybe a head start on just being able to see sort of, or know what to expect when we get here.
Yeah, you are kind of in that sort of unique perspective, whether it's because you always have those drivers that are able to bring, you know, their experience, their perspective, their expertise to that broadcast side and kind of give viewers or listeners an insight into what's going on. Well, you're doing both at the same time. You know, when we talked with like Dale Jr., when he went into the booth, it's like, wow, it's a whole new perspective. You know, just got done talking to Kevin Harvick. He's done some sort of practice sessions, but he'll be in the booth. You've been doing this for a long time, since 2015 on the NBC side. Does that give you, I mean, obviously you understand more of the full scope of the business of racing, but how has that kind of helped? Because sometimes as you're driving it, are you imagining what the broadcast team is saying about, let's say, what you're doing on the track?
Yeah, only good stuff, though, of course. No, you hit it, man. It's been funny. TV side has really given me, as you put it, the global view. It's given me a higher up view than I had before I went into that, right? Where when I was coming through the ranks and younger and focused on my racing, I was only focused on my racing, my car, my team. And then you go on the TV side and you're forced to suddenly sort of understand and have knowledge on everyone, right? And the whole sport as a whole. And so you've got to really take a higher point of view. And so it really put things in perspective. I mean, I say this often, I think it made me a better race car driver because it did sort of make me relax a little bit and understand when, you know, how my performances are being perceived and how to sort of maybe shift the narrative and shift my perception as a driver. And I think that that's been invaluable for me to be able to get the opportunity I have with Big Machine Racing this season, because it just allowed me to maybe find some things that others didn't, you know? So I like it.
I love it, because you could also build in some Big Machine stuff into the broadcast, you know, not unlike Big Machine, the performance yesterday. Here's what happened, right? You could just, well, but here's the other side of it too. And unlike maybe a lot of sports, you know, NBC and Fox, you know, they work really hand in hand with the sport, understanding the big picture and growing the sport and all of that kind of things. And some of the things that you're doing with the Sail GP and the summer of racing and kind of just flexing and stretching what it is NASCAR is and where that relevance is and in new markets like Chicago. Talk a little bit about that, just the importance as you see it of having the sport come here. You know, a lot of new fans, a lot of new eyeballs. People can't avoid it. This isn't a track an hour out of town anymore. This is right up front and center, and just what it means in that big picture to be here in Chicago.
Man, it's incredible. I've wanted to see NASCAR attempt something like this for a very long time. So I'm absolutely honored to be a part of it, to have the chance to race in one of the races on an event like this, and to see them do it in such a big way, right? In Chicago, July 4th weekend, there's just so many parts of this that seem so big and such a huge step forward for the sport. And hopefully, as you put it, get people that, you know, maybe haven't traditionally gone to NASCAR races to come and see a NASCAR race and see it in a new environment, in a new experience. I think it's going to be absolutely awesome. I'm a huge fan of street course racing. As we've seen other forms of racing through the years, it's a really popular form of racing. It's very dynamic and interesting, and it brings the show directly to the fans. And so I can't wait. This is going to be so cool. The only thing I've been thinking about, aside from how cool it is that I absolutely want to win the Xfinity Series race.
Right.
And so this is one of those trophies I really, really want. So I've been working hard at that. But the weekend is going to be so cool. And I've had so many people, so many friends of mine, they're in this area, that they moved to Chicago from where I grew up in Connecticut, New York, and reached out to me immediately. Said, wow, I'm going to that race. I don't think they've ever gone to a race, right? And so it's like, that's the type of fandom that's created interest, and I just can't wait to see all those people get to experience NASCAR.
Man, you said it, Parker. It's going to be so many more things to so many more people, not just all that racing that people expect and will enjoy, but the music, the festival, the food, all of the things. It's going to be a nice blend of Chicago and NASCAR and all of that. And you, again, right, have that opportunity not only to call some of that action the next day, but also win that Xfinity race. So good luck. First off, be safe, right, out on the water. Make sure you have your flotation device, because remember, anything that goes fast, there's a safety component. So good luck with everything. And thanks, Parker, for jumping on the show today.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Yes, I think I'm heading directly to my safety level training, which involves a dunk test. So wish me luck. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Parker. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, buddy.